call the Kituat Fire District Prudential Committee meeting of February 24th, 2020 to order. Could I have a roll call, please?
Ray Perone, Treasurer.
Lisa Michael Kelly, Prudential.
Grant Parks, Prudential.
Jolly Eagle, Colored.
Could we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Amy Cates is recording. Chris, you want to start?
Sure. Not as fancy as Sorry about that.
Is that on?
Yes, yeah,
on. Okay.
Just a quick summary. This is basically our budget in one section here. We give this to commissioners every meeting so they can follow along with us to see what's spent and what isn't. Basically, if you look just at the bottom line there under the grand totals, grand total of the budget is about $690,909, and we've spent $405,403 as of the meeting of February 19th, I believe it was last week. It puts us right on, actually, a little tiny bullet below the average, okay, if you take and average it out monthly. Mm-hmm. We're looking pretty good. I don't see anything going over too much without anything being under either. Looks like we're going to be right on. I don't believe there's going to be a windfall of money left, but I don't think we're going to be asking for anything at the end either.
Okay.
If anybody was at the meeting, we had a little discussion last week on salaries. I talked with Ray. Looks like we're going to be absorbing it into overtime here. We actually put about 80 hours extra into overtime this year. About 20 hours of that usually is snow plowing, which we've had none of this year, but we had to anticipate that we might.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like that should be absorbed up to, and we should be able to be fine. A couple of the special appropriations here. As you can see, we're kind of zeroed out on the cost of service study. We spent everything we had. Mm-hmm. The chemical safety upgrades, that's all gone to and complete at this point. There's a pump replacement well treatment there from back in 2015 for $30,000. Intentions were, talking to Ray, that we might possibly give that back. During some inspections of the wells, we had to get one of them cleaned and redeveloped. That cost us about $20,000. We just got the stuff in from there from repairs and everything. We're also going to be pulling our station number 5, has a little bit of a vibration to it. We got a price of about $6,500 to pull that right now and inspect it. I do expect some repairs happen to be made on that. I think that $30,000 at the end of the year is going to be gone too. The truck's been paid for. That's there, the last line. That's about $6,163 to be turned back, if it hasn't already. And the security system is going right along. We've had all our tanks, the station itself, security cameras are in. We have 2 out of the 5 stations right now complete, waiting for the last 3 to be done, and they're all scheduled next month. So we're actually right online and look like we're going to be in good shape.
You might finish that earlier than the summer?
I'm going to say that with the kinks being worked out, it should be finished by spring. Hopefully, summertime, we'll have everything worked out with the pumping season coming through that's there. There might be a few things, maybe a couple tablets or something bought along the side in the programming where right now we're using our personal phones to do some of this stuff.
Yes.
So we might be buying some tablets for the guys to bring home when they're on call to have one backup, one so they can do any kind of emergency response, sometimes fresh right from the house.
Can you get the tablets through secure networks?
I haven't approached them yet on it. It's just something that we've been thinking about in the last month when we changed everything. We use LogMeIn. Through our engineers, they pay for it, and they let us be part of it. So right now, everybody has it on their phone. It's not easy to see. You got to blow everything up to push a button to shut a pump off and stuff like that. So we're thinking something bigger would be much better for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else? Is there any projects or anything that you need?
Chris, you and I had a conversation today about revenue.
Correct.
And I wonder if you could share that with the committee.
Yeah, we had originally hold on one second. Let me just grab it. Originally, we had estimated some figures to be coming in the beginning of the year for revenue coming in at, we've been going right through. Right now, with this excess charge that just came out, we had guessed there might be $550,000. That was an estimate that would be coming in. We're actually out right now with $629,601. So we have an excess of about $129,000, just plus excess usage that we have now, the first one. I don't know if it's going to stay that way always, because a lot of people are already calling and saying, I'm turning everything down and everything else. But at least this year, it looks like we're going to be much higher than we anticipated also in revenue.
Okay.
Anything
great.
Else? Okay. Thank you.
Great. Thanks. Thank you. Jim.
Through the salary and wage account, this is obviously, by the looks of it, where our biggest problems are this year. The first, if you look down to, we're good on target for everything until you get down to full-time injury. We've had three firefighters out on long-term injury. We budgeted $55,000. Last year, we had one person out for like 2 months. The year before, we had nobody out. It's one of those things you just never know. It's an insurance policy, and this year, we're at 6 months in, we were at $94,000 expended. So we were about $40,000 over. If it were continued the same for the second half of the year, we'd be at $188,000, 342%. I don't anticipate we'll be there. The last page we'll talk about where we think we're going to end up. We've got one of the three has been cleared for duty. A second one's being evaluated on Wednesday that we expect probably to return, and the third is being evaluated on Friday, which we think there's a fairly good chance they'll return. So we're hoping that account won't be the 342%, that it'll be significantly less. The other line item that's way over is the other firefighters. So typically this line item had been for unexpected things that don't fit into sick time, vacation time, personal time, holiday time, having a firefighter bring a truck to get repaired, jury duty, things like that. This year we had some openings, some people leave, and another person was let go that created openings that took us an extended period of time to fill. The labor market's very tight right now. It took us 3 to 4 months to fill two positions. As a result, we ended up with two positions on overtime for an extended period of time until we could fill them with qualified people. And we got two very qualified people, but we only had two qualified applicants for two positions. So it resulted in a significant overtime expense. So again, that also shows that same number being so we spent $57,000 in that account, which is more than double for 6 months, and it shows anticipation of it doubling. I forgot to change that. That it's not going to be much higher than it is. So we anticipate the account probably ended up being about $60,000, which, again, is over double what it was, but it's not the 458%. Although we know at least one of our staff who has applied at a neighboring fire department who could leave. And if that happens, then it's a different story. So we have no evidence that anybody's going to leave or that there will be any overtime expense that doesn't fit into the other categories, but we were over. So that's about it for that account. Any questions on salary and wages?
No, I just, if those two new firefighters that you hired came already trained with all their credentials, correct?
They did, yes, and that was a significant savings. So one of the other things we budget for is training. We budgeted for an extra, I think it was $35,000, $40,000 in training in case we hired someone that wasn't well-qualified. We got people that were already qualified. They were trained paramedics, certified, Fire Academy certified, too, so they didn't cost us a dime in training.
So some of that should cancel out the...
It does, right. So at the end of the day, the training money ends up covering the IOD money is what happens. So,
what is the emergency labor?
Emergency labor is for snowstorms, hurricanes. Knock on wood, we haven't had any need to put extra staff on duty for storms. So this also assumes that, you know, we're not going to have a really bad end of the month and that we won't get winter after all. So knock on wood, I hope that's what happens. It also assumes that we're not going to get some pandemic, you know, virus that would come through the town that would cause us a problem, too. So all unexpected things that we can't guarantee. So, but right now, we'll get to the last page and what we're looking, but this is where we are at 6 months out. Operations, we're well within budget in operations. We try to put off any non-emergency spending and operations as far in the year as we can, just in case something were to happen. So some of these accounts have gone up since the first of the years. Protective clothing was budgeted $14,000. The two new firefighters got new gear last month, which I think added another $6,000 or $7,000, so that's up significantly higher. I knew IT, we just bought two new computers, and a lot of the subscriptions to our software products come due in the second half of the year. But overall, we will have no problem staying within budget on operations.
Great.
Yeah, so the radio line item, we budget $5,000 a year for radio maintenance, which is a pretty conservative amount. These portables, most of them cost about $6,000 each, so it's not a lot of money. However, we've been waiting for the state's been talking to going digital. Right now, our radios all operate analog. The state's been threatening they're going to go digital, and every one of our radios is going to be disposable. And they've been saying it's 5 years out for the last 15 years. We've been trying to slowly, we've switched. We've got one engine in the boat now and another pickup that are digital, but everything else is still analog, including the radio I have. But the state put a meeting on last month, and they've committed to buying us all new radios. So they're going to buy us about $90,000 in radios. We will be responsible for providing the spare batteries for them and any remote microphones and things like that. So we're hoping that's going to come through before the end of the fiscal year, and we'll use that $5,000 to cover the spare battery cost. But the radios, the portables, and the vehicle units will all be free. So if everybody was fairly scared that this was going to be a huge expense for all the communities, and a lot of communities have spent huge amounts of money trying to get ready for this, and we're in the right position, so it's going to work out for us. So.
Great.
Good?
Yeah, thank you.
And then, so... just to recap, the injury account, right now, if you look at a four-year average for injury account, it was $74,000. So it's higher than we budgeted, but last year was, a couple thousand dollars. The year before that was zero. We budgeted $55,000. It's just taking a gamble. We were going to be where we were, and we weren't. Three long-term IODs. So if you look at going forward the rest of the year, best case, if IODs return... best case, one on Wednesday and one on Friday, so everybody's back, we should be looking at about a $16,000 surplus in our labor and salaries. That's also assuming no big storms, nothing else unexpected, that we operate basically as we have the first part of the year. So we're hoping that's the case. Worst case, if the IODs don't come back, it could be as high as a $91,000 overage. We don't expect it to be there. My best bet is
if we don't lose anybody else to the fire department, and if we do, if we get somebody immediately fill an opening, which is going to be very hard, but if that were to happen, then, you know, as long as everything goes perfect, we're good. But one little bump, and we're going to be asking for a few more dollars in the district meeting. The wages other, those are for the two open positions that took 3 months to fill. And that's, you know, we didn't expect to be in this labor market last year. We didn't expect to lose two people in the fall. And it just happened. So we're looking with the new contract that's been signed with the firefighters. I think we're in a good position to attract firefighters from other departments that are trained and ready to go. So I think our ability to get labor in open positions going forward is much better than it was a year ago. So I think we're in a really good spot there.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. That's all I got.
That's something. That's great. Thank you.
If the water department wants computers, this is one of the new ones we just got. We got tablets. So.
Stick that in. Yeah, I'm going to have to. Bear with me while I try to sort this out. This is Chief, how do I get to that?
I'm not much help.
I need to get to my. Is that it?
You're on the e-drive right now. There's other stuff here. What director are you looking for?
No.
I hit this.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he's the current one, yeah.
Yeah. I thought I'd start with the blank page.
Okay.
Well, it's here. It's on this one. One sec. Sorry.
Maybe I better go try it another way.
No, it's fine. Sorry.
Maybe we can put it back to the head of the 16th. I'll ask them if they think they're going to have budgets or anything. Chris, do you think the water commissioners will have the budget for next year ready by the 16th?
Does that work?
By the 16th.
Of March.
Let's go back. I'll go.
It's up there right now.
March. No, I thought you had one March 2nd.
Yeah, well, let's go off this and go to my financial.
Yeah.
I can do that. Which is the next pile down. No, one below that.
I'd like to have our meeting a week early.
You want that one up there too?
On the 16th instead of the 23rd.
It's the 30th. I put it on the 30th, but
Ray's not going to be here,
and I'm not here on the 30th. Right.
So I'm going to try to move it back to the 16th.
16th?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does that work?
Yeah.
Does
that work for you, the 16th?
I just moved it.
Huh.
I'll tell you what, I'll just go pay for this. I'll bring my box the next time so I can learn how to do it.
On the 10th.
Great.
Okay. This is the position of the district as of the end of January. Our target at the end of January is 58% accomplishment of the budget. And as we look at tax collections, we see that we're over budget at 60%. Collections are up 18%, and the current year is actually up 15% from the current year last year. Collections have been catching up with the new regime in the collector's office, and I think what we're seeing here is actually increase rather than catch up. The collector gave me a detailed listing of their records through December, which indicates to me that they're almost completely caught up. This enables me to start working on a reconciliation between the town and ourselves now instead of waiting until September or October to do it. So that's a very positive thing. The treasurer said that they're going to try to do it quarterly and may even move it to monthly next year. So good progress. On the part of the state, or the town, rather. Water Department, I wanted Chris to speak about this because as we looked at the end of January, water collections, rather than the billing, Chris was talking about the money, the billing going out at $629,000. When we look at the actual collections, which is how we record revenue, we're down 30%. Now, again, it's... we're only looking at through January, and as Chris would point out, the collection period is 60 days. So we're only halfway through that collection period. But again, it's something we'll have to watch because it's critical so that we don't end up with a deficit when we go to the tax recap next year. Ambulance collections, while they're down from last year, we're still ahead of budget, and so that's a positive sign. I think we had a great year last year. Hopefully we'll just have a good year this year and finish up at or ahead of budget. And then the other category, we basically recorded higher interest and gains on our investments through January, which... we're all reversed today.
Yeah.
looking at the expense line, the Prudential is over target at 64%, but that's really due to a one-time insurance payment of $157,000. So when we look at it overall, we're a little tight on salaries. But we have a lot of room on the expense side. So we should be able to finish out the year on budget in that category. Fire Department, as we just heard, looks like it's on target. Salary, a couple of challenges there, but expenses look good, and there seems to be a path through to achieve the budget with salaries. Water Department, as Chris just explained, they're below target. We were able to solve the salary situation within budget, so I think that they're going to end up on budget for the year as well. The Freedom Hall on target, nothing unusual going on there. Streetlights well below budget. Good story there. The debt service, we still have the two long-term debt payments to make in February, March, so that'll be completed on budget. And benefits, although it looks like we're ahead, there are two things going on there. One is we make our retirement payment in for the year in July, and then we also run 1 month ahead and have no expense in the last month of the year. So I anticipate that closing out on budget as well. Transfers have been done on budget. We have $1,591 left over that I have to move to the stabilization. I think you'll vaguely recall when we were looking at how we were going to use some of the projects to fund budget, there was $1,500 hanging there, and we said we'd move that to stabilization. I've yet to do that. There's also, when we finally ended up paying down the debt, we have about $6,000 left in the project, and we'll turn to that in a second and look at that and see what that will bring us. And so the rehab for 263 is completed. The Prudential Committee can close that out, and I'd recommend we do that at one of the next two meetings. The pump well treatment, again, we're holding that for contingencies. The SAFER grant is in progress. The roof replacement is completed. That will require annual district meeting closeout because it involved debt, and it's over $50,000. The fire truck was used to pay down funds. We can wrap that up with a bunch of other ones that will close out. Air packs, the same story. Fire station repairs. The chief and I had a discussion, and what we intend to do there is to float a bond for $50,000, which will cover the $14,000 that we've spent already, plus the expense for the office to move the chief downstairs. There's a second part of that which has to do with security. We're not ready to move on that. Fire department wants time to work that through. So that would be the second tranche of funding that we would do next year. So I'll take out a note with your permission between now and the end of the year for $50,000 to cover what we've spent and the office. Repaving the parking lot, that's the one that ended up with the $6,000. Can be used to pay down bonds. It was debt. It was under $50,000, so I believe the Prudential Committee can decide how to use those funds. The Freedom Hall flooring, we still have the stage to do, so we're holding that $10,000 for the stage floor, and then when that's done, we can close that out. Freedom Hall ceiling, basement ceiling, is pending. The Water Department pickup is closed out, and we can terminate that. The Water Department security system, I think Chris's figures are a little bit ahead of mine. Mine are expended through January. I think you had a few more in there, but I think we're basically in sync on that we'll wrap that up substantially in the spring, but we may not close it out in at this annual district meeting. We may carry it over and do it at the next. And then space review, I know There was discussion that we may want to finally bring that to a vote with the taxpayers, and so we're going to leave that open until we resolve that. So that's basically the expenditures. Now, looking at the detail, which is the third page, again, you've heard from the major departments, fire and water. They're going to end up the Prudential. As I said, we're a little tight on salaries, right on target at this point of the year, but well within budget on the non-fixed expenses like insurance. Freedom Hall in good shape, street lights in good shape. The debt payments, we have those two long-term instruments to pay. And then the benefits, you can see that we're running a little ahead with the health insurance, but we anticipate that since we pay the first 11 months and not the 12th month. One thing that I would like to add to the expenses in the Prudential Committee, which is something we didn't budget, but we have had discussions with the Water Department about what it would take to get the online payment going, and their software requirement would be about $1,200. And since this is really a district initiative and will include the fire department eventually, I believe it's appropriate that the finance department fund that. The other thing is that we can get that done so that we're set up for the June billing, excuse me, the July billing, so we're fully online for next year. And that way we have a couple of meetings with the taxpayers that we can introduce them to this so they get comfortable with that, setting it up for next year. So with your permission, we'll go ahead with that process. That was about it.
Any questions?
No, thank you very much. Thanks, Ray. Okay. So, do you want to go through the schedule?
Just to make sure that. Oh, sure. Yes, yeah, we changed one meeting. We need to change one meeting.
There we go. So we changed the first one to
the 16th.
To the 16th.
16th at 5:30. Sorry, I'm away and you're away, and that won't ensure. Otherwise, I don't have any other conflicts as of now. I wish I had more vacations, but I don't.
So we'll leave that as
yep.
is?
Everything
yep.
else is okay, fine.
The nomination papers are due to the clerk on the 6th, I believe, and due that to be on the 21st.
Okay. So, what's it?
April 6th.
April 6th.
And April 21.
April 21. Good. Thank you.
The stage floor, Freedom Hall, the stage floor and the basement ceiling. I'm going to ask Sylvia to go on, post us online so that we can get some prices so we'll know what we're doing actually for that.
I'm sorry.
Yep.
Can I reopen my section?
Sure.
I spoke with the auditors this last week and asked them for an update. And the partner said he had no update, which means that if he doesn't have someone on board now, I'm worried that this is going to float into the end of the summer before we get a final audit report. I think it is also appropriate that, with your permission, I'll start investigating alternatives for next year.
Yeah, I think so.
That's not my. They can't give you any type of timeline.
Yeah, that sounds prudent. And, you know, if he hasn't gotten somebody by, how long has it been now since the other guy?
He left the first week in January, or at least that's when I was told he left.
Yeah.
I think they have a town audit somewhere that we were going to be right after the town audit. So if they weren't able to do the town audit, they're scrambling. I was really kind of disappointed that he couldn't give me any expected date.
Date, yeah.
Sorry, thank you.
Okay. So that Wi-Fi. So I ever had a request from somebody to be able to use the Wi-Fi, the Tango people, and you know, he thinks that we should post the password for it in the building. I have a problem with that. You can actually access the current Wi-Fi now out in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually access it at the end of Bombinescent. And unlike the library where you can't access, there's in the parking lot. And I'm just concerned about people using it inappropriately. And accessing websites inappropriately, and the reason the Tango people asked for it was because they've been using just a local hotspot, which is unsecured, and that was their concern. It was unsecured, but I would think that if we, you know, are going to open it up, we turn on the guest site.
Yes.
You know, and that's also going to be unsecured. So it's a six and one half dozen of the other.
It doesn't solve the problem.
Doesn't solve. No. So, you know, we specifically, the current one now is probably specifically put in place for the committees to use and, you know, and district officials. So, you know, I don't know what you think.
No, I don't. If it doesn't solve the problem, then... you know, we'll have people sitting out in the... They'll come to a meeting, and then they'll be sitting in the parking lot.
Yeah, right, you know.
No, I don't disagree with that. I don't know if there's other parties that might want to access and not be worried about the security, if, you know, enabling the guest site. You know, I don't know the Boy Scouts or what the case may
be. Well,
there
are spots that are available that you can use. Okay, thanks. So the bylaw committee has completed its task. We reviewed the bylaws and actually just found a missing two, T-O, and a spelling error. And the only other thing that was brought before the committee was the question of by the water commissioner, Scott Horsley, about limiting or restricting use of irrigation systems, like not permitting them,
mm-hmm.
Should be a bylaw or a regulation. And contacted Mark Boudreau, and we decided that, you know, the water commissioners have the power in their enabling legislations to make regulations.
Mm-hmm.
So that really didn't need to be a bylaw. So that was the only possible new bylaw, but we didn't see any other changes are necessary in the bylaws. And anything else? Do you have anything?
Well, nomination papers are out. And as I said, the dates are the to the town clerk is April 6th, and back to the water department.
The 21st of April. Okay. All right. So. Yeah. Yeah. 35
days prior to that.
So, did you get a chance to read the minutes?
I did. I didn't have any problems.
Okay. So, we have two sets of minutes to be. Authorized for January 27th. One is the open meeting and the other is the executive session.
So I'll accept a motion to accept these minutes as written. So moved. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Great. And I didn't mention it, but the firefighter's contract has been signed.
Excellent.
Signed and approved. So. And if there's nothing else, then I'll call for a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.